Welcome to the Firmi Yushalmi. We're holding in Shumas Davron Gimel in the Izvadar edition, Perik Chamishi in the middle of Alocha Base. Starting at the top of the Amud. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah of Lezoimir and Damask at Shumma Vadai. Meaning referring here to the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says if you have a Shumma that fell into less than 100 Chulin, so according to Ablazo, this mixture of the Chulin together with the Shumma, this whole thing, is considered to be like a Shumma Vadai, like a real full Shumma. We're talking that he fell into five different places. What does it mean? So explains the B'chaim, the way it worked is, one piece of Truma fell into four pieces of Chulin, made the whole thing a mixture, made into Truma. Then you took that five pieces, and they fell into five different locations. I don't know, from the five pieces, which one of them is the Truma one. So therefore, wherever they fall, they make everything Truma. So according to Rabbanon, they hold, I just look at the proportionate Truma. I know that I don't have here in this pile more than one say of Truma, more than one piece of Truma. But according to Rabbi Lazar, that he holds that whatever it touches makes it into Truma. So if I have one piece, one say that falls into four pieces of Chulin, it makes everything Truma. Now it falls on different places, each one of them may be the Truma part. And if each one may be the Truma part, and each one needs 100 Keneget. But if all fell in one place, so then Rabbi Elazar agrees, if one say of Truma fell into a pile of Chulin, one big pile of Chulin, so I know that in this pile I don't have more than one say of Truma. There's no chance it's more. So I don't need to have more than 100 Keneged Seil. In the first case, I have five different Seils that mixed up. Each one of them could be the Truma. So against each one, I need to have 100 Chulin. But here, if I know there's only one seah in this pile, I just have to have 100 chulin against one, not more. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaim here fixes the gears to say, Rabbi Yitzchok, Omar, Filu Naflu Kulin Mokam Echot, even if they all fell into one place, he a machlekes, still machlekes. The Blazer holds that when you have one chuma falling to less of 100 of chulin, so the whole thing has a din of chuma, not based on cheshbin, and in order to mivata this whole thing, you need 100 kenegatis. Chilfi Omar, so this is very similar lashon to what we said in the previous Amud. And what is Chilvi saying? He says, no, what Rabbi Elazar says is, you always go based on cheshbon. But you do not count the chulin that it fell into. You ignore that chulin. Similar to what we said in the previous daf, according to Rabbanu. So according to Rabbi Elazar, if I have a say of Truma that falls into 10 of chulin, and now this whole thing falls into a pile of other chulin, I need to have 100 chulin in the new pile, to mevata the one of Truma. Now what about the 10 that the Truma originally fell into? That does not help me to mevata the Truma. If it's Truma, so you should have 100, not against 1, 100 against 11. No, we don't treat the 10 where the Truma fell into to be Truma. It's not fully Truma, and it's also not fully Chulin. It's like we said in the previous daf, it's a cheres, it's a clay, it's earth, which has no consideration at all. I just ignore it. I look at the Truma based on the Cheshbon, and you know, 100 Keneged that Truma. So the one of Rabbi Elazar Omar, Rabbi Elazar the Amoyer said, Al Derabonin, in the previous daf, Chulin Shilamata Nasu Cheshbon. That's exactly what Rabbi Elazar said according to Rabbanon, that I ignore the Chulin which is mixed here. Mabin Rabbi Elazar Rabbanon, according to this, what's the difference between Rabbi Elazar the Tana and Rabbanon the Tana and the Mishnah? But they both agree that I ignore the Chulin which is combined here with the Truma. Answers the Gemara, there's a big difference. What the Gemara is speaking about the previous daf is the seyo. Meaning, what's a seyo? You have one seyo of Truma falling into 100 chulin. That's what we're talking about. So now it's batel. Now you have to take a seyo out of that pile. How do you consider that seyo? Rabbanan would say that seyo, proportionally, the truth is only 101th of Truma. The rest is chulin. And that chulin, I ignore it. I look at it as charis. Rabbanan says, no. I look at the entire seah they took out as fully Truma. Not only the 101th piece. The entire thing is Truma. That's in that case. But in this case, we're talking about the one seah fell into less than 100 of Chulin. So now the whole thing is problematic. It's a different case. It's not that one fell into 100 and you're taking one out. This one fell into 10, 20, 30, and the whole thing becomes problematic. Here, Rabbi Elazar agrees, I don't look at the whole thing as Truma. I look only at, based on Cheshbon, I look at that, there's only one Seir of Truma, and the rest is Cheres. So two different cases, where Rabbanan treated as Cheres, and where Rabbi Elazar treated as Cheres. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Chaim, the question is, Oyeiner Lakal. But that doesn't make sense. Why, if I have a Seir that falls into 100, which really, me, Karadin, it's completely bottom. There's nothing here. I just take out one in exchange for what fell in. So Rav Lozo will treat that as truma gemura, and it's going to be answering, and you need to have 100 kenegedus. But when I have over here one that fell into 10, then you really don't have a bitul. You really have your problem of truma mixed with chulin, and it's a big mixture. Here, he'll be more makel that I'm just going to do it based on cheshbon. I'm not going to look at the whole thing as truma. Why would I take a tseyu out of 100? I'm more machri than when I take out, when I have one in terms of 10 and you don't have your abitu. So the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. So therefore, says the Gemara on the base, Amri, Kedom, Rabbi Yochanan, Tse, Shatrumo, Shinovel, Tuchmea, Chulin, Kol, Shehen, Mevatli, Moiso. Meaning, Chilfi disagrees with their blazer, the Moiro. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan that we learned in the previous daf. Rabbi Yochanan, previous daf said that according to Rabbanon, when you have one coming out of 100, that is, if it falls into another chulin, it's bottled in bimashu. It's bottled in anything. You don't have to have a bitul for it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very clear what's the machlekes of Rabbanon and Rablazer. Rabbanon say that once you take the seya out, really, if it falls into anything, is no problem. Rablazer says, no. I look at it as truma, and I go based on cheshbon. I'll look at it as I have here one of 101 of truma, and you need to come and mevatel that. Hi, what about all the chulin that you have in that seya? I look at it like a cheres. That's how Rabbi Yochanan learns the machlekes Rabbanon and Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbanon, I'm not ignoring the chulin. Adrav, the chulin helps me to mevatel that piece of truma. That's why I don't care where it falls into. It's all going to be okay. But Rabbi Lazar says I do ignore it, and that's why you don't connect the truma. That's in the previous daf according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Lazar, the Amayro, he will not work with chilfi. He will not work with Rabbi Lazar saying that the rest you look at it as cheres, and according to him, the whole thing will be a problem. So the conclusion of the Gemara is, Chilfi does not work with Rabbi Elazar Damayo, he only works with Rabbi Yochanan Damayo in the previous daf. Says they want Chetar B'Truma L'Chulin. So that was the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you have a Seah Truma that fell into 100, and you picked it up, and another Seah fell in, and you picked it up, it's all Bata, until you have more than 50% of Truma over here. Says they want Tani Rabbis HaTrumo Nasa Kemar B'Mezi. If Truma fell into less of 100 chulin, and then he added more chulin to mevatel it, it's considered to be that he did it b'mezit, and it's not batal. So even though the Truma did not fall b'mezit, but if he added to it, it's considered to be b'mezit. Says it more about Tanina Yubo or Boim Seo. Talk about a mikvah. You have 40 seo of mikvah, means the mikvah is kosher. The amount of water you have to have in a mikvah is 40 seo. Nosun seo v'notel seo. One seah of fruit water went into the mikvah. Fruit water is not kosher in the mikvah. But because you already have a kosher mikvah, even though fruit water went into it, it's bottle. It's okay. And then he came and removed one seah of the liquid. Kosher. Why is it kosher? Because it's already bottle. Adheichon, how much can he put the juice into the mikvah? So you have one seah of juice that falls in, he takes one seah out. Another seah of juice falls in, he takes another seah out. Until when is that fine? Until you get to the roif, until you get to the majority. Meaning, if you can do a cheshbon and figure out that there is more juice than water, then you don't cancel it anymore. So, there you can do it. You're allowing him to put juice and take out water. To put juice, take out water. And here we said, you're not allowed to do bitul, you're not allowed to add things. You can't do it. So, there's a big difference. There's no issue, there's no issue. If I have a mikvah which is kosher, and I put it into a juice, no issue at all. So I take it out, it's already bottled, everything is fine. Meaning, we don't care how much juice you have here. You can have as much juice as you want, up to 50%. If the juice is more than 50%, then there's an issue. But up to 50%, you could have 49.9% of juice in proportion in the mikvah. It's fine, as long as it came in to 40 seah, it started with 40 seah, it's still okay. So that's why it's not a problem. But here it doesn't work that way. If I have 100 seah of chulin, and a seah of chuva falls in, and then another seah of chuva falls in, the second one is not batal, you need to bring in another 100 of chulin, as we learned towards the end of the Mishnah. If I have a third seah that falls in, I have to have 300 of chulin. So I don't just cancel it. So that's why you're not allowed to add to it. You're not allowed to add more chulin, because really this thing is not batal. You're actively having 100 chulin mevatel it. In the mikvah, it's not actively mevatel. Once the juice fell in, it's batal because part of the water. Even if you had more juice, you're still okay. Concludes the Gemara, Ma'ab Yaisi Zoysomeres, Dovashu, batal Vatoiro, Moiris, Miner, Li Yisur. Something which is batal can be reawakened. Because what happened over here? The juice fell into the mikvah, it's batel. More juice fell, it's batel. More juice fell, it's batel. But once you reach 50%, then they woke up again. And now suddenly you look at the mikvah and you say, no, I have here more than 50% juice, and therefore it's batel. So even though you're mevatel each one that fell in, but once you get to a certain degree, they reawaken. And that's what the Gemara says. You see, even something which is batel min ha-Torah, it reawakens, it could go back to Isser. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos, Daf Nun Gimel.